First of all, injury news. Could you just give a recap of Sam Luckley, Ellie Minchella, where we're at with them right now?
Yeah, so Sam's okay. There is a little bit of an issue there, but it's something that he might have to have a look at later on in the year. So Minnie's on track. He trained yesterday, didn't do the whole session. Hoping to do more tomorrow.
In terms of other selection news, you've got a couple of guys cup-tied, but you've still got some tough decisions to make in the centre and so forth. Can you give it, what's you really thinking about these things?
Sorry, mate.
What's you really thinking on some of those calls you've got?
Yeah, no, I mean, there's some big calls around forwards. I think there's we've got some depth there. Obviously, Tom Opcik will come back into consideration, and he's done a job for us before, so there's no doubt Tom will do a job again for us. Other than that, I think the side's been pretty consistent with who we've picked.
You beat Wigan and beat them fairly convincingly only a couple of weeks back. Does that have any consideration and any sort of impact on what's coming on Saturday?
Well, I think you've got to draw the positives that we did and some improvements as well, but it's a different game. Naturally, they won't be too happy about what happened a couple of weeks ago at Craven Park, but they've had some good wins off the back of that. I mean, they had a really good win, a strong win against Huddersfield on the weekend. So for us, well, the opposite. We didn't play too well in that first half. I thought we started getting better in the second half, which we'll draw a lot from that. But it's a new game. It's obviously a different venue. Looking forward to it.
How does this week look like for you? I don't mean training per se, but motivating the mental and psychological side. How do you ensure that they're in the best condition, the best mindset, rather than, you can overrate players, you can downplay. How do you get it just right?
Yeah, I'd like to think, we have themes every week, and obviously you try and motivate players in different ways, and you need to do more different weeks and less in other weeks, and I think this is probably the week to do a bit more, to do less. And the reason why I say that, it's a semi-final of a Challenge Cup. So, if players aren't up for a semi-final of a Challenge Cup, then we're in some trouble. So, we're coming to a stadium that's going to be full. We'll have about 6,500 people there. It's going to be loud. It's going to be a great atmosphere, which it was last year when we played a semi-final. So it's one of those weeks that you'd like to think the players are going to be up for it because of everything that goes on around it. Naturally, we'll have a look at certain things. We'll have a theme for the week, which we do every week. But in terms of motivation, they'll have their own internal motivation.
Have you ever pondered, or have you even brought up, not just Wembley last year, but also the Challenge Cup semi-final, two very differing emotions that you'll have that you could, maybe use from having. Do they come into your thinking, or do you steer clear of them?
Yeah, it's a good question. I certainly won't go to the final. I think if you go to the final, it draws negative emotion, and we certainly don't want to live that again and feel that again. Now, there might be a time that you've got to draw to that. I don't think it's the right time now because, we're in a new season and we're in the semi-final of the Challenge Cup. Let's draw from the feeling that we had last year to get to that final. So I think it's more around that positivity feeling that we had. But as I said, the players that played in that game, they'll want to feel that again. And the ones that hadn't played in it, they'll certainly want to get to Wembley.
Just quickly for me on new contracts. We're not used to seeing people who come from Australia commit to such a long period of time. They tend to use it as a stepping stone.
Yeah.
You're clearly not doing that with what you've done, signing such a long deal. Why were you so comfortable signing a contract of that length and committing yourself and your family as well?
Yeah, I think that's probably why, mate. The family's comfortable, the family's happy. That's first and foremost. If my family weren't, then make my decision difficult because I've got a job that I absolutely love, but if the family's not happy, I can't do my job properly, and it can be difficult, but it's the opposite. The family love it. So that was the first thing, and then naturally I love the club. It's got a lot of similarities to the club that I grew up in the NRL, from a community point of view, and just where we're at the moment. We're on a journey. We're certainly not there, and it's exciting, and I want to be part of that, and I want to finish the job that we've started. We're on an exciting path, but there's a lot of hard work to be done, so we've got to do it.
What does the end of the journey look like?
I'll let you know when we get there, but I don't like to say there's an end to anything. What's success? People can say we had success last year. People can say we're having success this year, and you've got to enjoy the little wins. So we're certainly enjoying playing in big games, but the silverware determines success. I mean, it certainly helps, but what we want to do is we want to produce more juniors. We want to get our academy with the best teams in the competition, because when you've got that, I think that's when sustained success happens. Our academy staff are doing a really good job, but we know where we want to get to in that area and that space, which we're working hard at. So, you know, to have, I suppose, similar to Penrith and the Rabbitohs and clubs like that, St Helens and Wiggins, when you've got a core group of eight players who are academy players, I think that's success and that's what it looks like for me. Then the trophies, I believe, will come along with that. But certainly we're chasing trophies before then.
Back-to-back cup finals in this era is quite rare. I mean, if you were to get there this weekend, what does it say about where you are as a club and a group in terms of the journey you're on?
Yeah, I mean, you want to play in the big games, and there's a big game to be played this week, and I think that's that's as far as we should be looking at the moment. I think if you start looking further, you can forget about what's the most important thing, and that's Saturday. So we've got a big challenge playing against the world champions, but we're certainly looking forward to it. So you know, we're not happy or we're not content to where we're at. We obviously want to chase more, but we've got an opportunity. We're one of four teams to be able to get to that next step.
Like Matt said, you had contrasting emotions in the semi and the final last year, but how much stronger are the group just for being part of these big games? I know they came through one against Wigan, but just to be involved in them and know what it means to play in them, how much stronger are you than 12 months ago?
Yeah, I'd like to think we are. I think we've brought some players in as well. You know, guys like Peter Hicku, they've played in big games, they've played test matches. We lost a lot of experience last year, and I think a lot of people said, how are KR going to handle that? You know, I think we've done a great job, or the players have done a great job. You know, guys like Elliot Minchella, who I believe is going to be exceptional captain for this club for a long time. But we've got James Batchelor, we've got Ryan Hall, players like that have played a long time. You know, Batch has obviously, you know, only been at the club for a couple of years, but it feels like he's been at our club for 5 or 6 years, and he certainly will be part of what we do for a long period of time. So, you know, from a leadership point of view, you know, we're in a good spot, and we're certainly looking to grow.
There was talk about your right edge defensively after last week. How much emphasis have you put on trying to correct that this week? Do you think the noise has maybe been a bit too loud? And similarly, how on it does that edge have to be against what is a very good Wigan left edge attack?
Yeah, no, the noise hasn't been, because it's been there. It's evidence. You know, like the last couple of weeks is not where we want to be on that right edge. So, you know, like every training session, we'll keep looking to improve, and we're certainly looking to improve the right edge this week, and we're looking to improve the left edge, and we're looking to improve our middle. Our defence hasn't been where it should be and needs to be. You know, big games, you can't be letting in 20 points, you can't be letting in, you know, 26 points, and like last week for us, it's just probably the last 2 weeks, the ease that we've let, you know, opposition score tries. Certainly on the weekend, we were doing different things on that right edge, and we're open to that. It's reality. You know, Wigan will be watching that tape going, you know, there's opportunities here, but we certainly know there's going to be, you know, when you're playing against a team like Wigan, they're not just going to go down that left-hand side. They'll play you through the middle. They'll play on that right edge. So we're working on all areas of our game.
Just finally, on the edge, is there an element of, obviously, Budgie was a late arrival in pre-season. Petter just probably trained most of pre-season at fullback, so in terms of sort of synchronicity, it's quite a new edge in terms of relationships, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I mean, I think we're doing things that were uncharacteristic last week. It was, you know, a three-man. Tyrone was jumping out of the line, the other two were back. Then we had Petter jumping out of the line, and the other two were back. And then we had the Budgie. So they're just doing different things. It was like that we just was our first game together. But, you know, so it was uncharacteristic. I mean, the week before, you know, as I said, there was a couple of tries that we weren't overly proud of as well. But that's an area this week that we'll get right.
Just on family, really. You, I remember speaking to you when you first came over, and you said that you'd already told your wife years back, your Wigan days, that you wanted to come and coach in Super League.
But yeah.
How much were you always confident that they would settle here? Because it's a massive thing to take into account, isn't it?
Yeah. I think going to Newcastle helped us. So we went to Newcastle before we came here, and I think that was probably the bigger move for my wife. Even though it was only 2.5 hours up the road, she found that harder, I think, because that was the initial move for us. And then coming over here, she said she's found it a lot easier. So, you know, she's got a, you know, really good job that she loves. Kids love their school. So, yeah, everything in that aspect is really good.